Welcome to the hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you know that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Authenticity Rising with Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz will provide simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Christine and Sabrina invite you to join them each week on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Christine and Sabrina.
Hello, everyone. I'm Christine Upchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you are listening to Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to rise to the occasion of your life. Each Monday on Transformation Talk Radio, we have some of the most authentic, leading-edge teachers on the planet who can help you to discover true empowerment. Hey, Sabrina, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Christine. How about you?
I'm doing pretty well, thanks. I'm out on Orcas Island right now, and still waiting for summer to arrive here in the Seattle area, but coming out to get a little R&R time anyway, despite the rain and cool weather.
Well, I'm so jealous because I wish I was at Orcas Island as well.
Well, you're going to get your turn, right?
Yes, next month. Yay. Or no, yay. This month. Oh, my gosh.
Can you believe it's July already? Oh, my goodness.
Well, like Tabitha, my youngest daughter, always tells me, you always say that, Mom, every month on the first. I'm like, it's already July? Or yeah. It's just like you say that every month.
Time is just flying by.
Too quickly sometimes.
Yeah, we're halfway through 2012.
That's hard to believe. I don't think I've quite accomplished everything I expected to by this time. How about you?
Well, you know, it's funny. I'm not really viewing things in terms of what I've accomplished, but more in terms of how I've changed inside. And I know over the last 6 months, I have changed dramatically. And yet, you know, life's moving forward and seems somewhat normal in certain ways, but it's kind of like, I don't feel like the same person I was, you know, beginning on January 1st of this year.
Oh, that's for sure. Yes. And I think that those changes that are coming in, they're not always so subtle. They can be kind of alarming at times. And boy, I tell you what, here recently, I haven't been very proud of myself. I've been a little bit embarrassed by my behavior, actually.
Why? What did you do? We all want to hear about it.
Well, let's just leave it at that. No, it's one of those things that, you know, here on this show with you and having you in Colorado recently and riding around with me, I've activated that vibration again of inconsiderate people in traffic situations. And I've known that I've reactivated it because it's happening every time I go out. And I forgot that I'm this conscious creator and I can choose, but I have to start cleaning up my vibration. I got a little sloppy and I am not pretty. It's not a nice thing that overcomes that me. And I do things that I would not want people to know that I'm on some show telling people to be authentic and step into their true empowerment if they knew what I was doing in that moment.
Oh, well, you know, it's funny because, you know, as I've said on other shows, you know, given that we're doing this show on authenticity, on some level, we should just be calling ourselves frauds because we're not our authentic selves yet. It's a journey. And I think that it's a journey that's underway our entire lives. You know, we're being called to become more, but really, it's not about becoming more. It's about letting go of more and more to become our true selves. But, you know, I'm starting to view the garbage that comes up for us differently. Instead of viewing it as something that is negative or something that needs to be realigned, it's like it's information. It's like, oh my goodness, I've still got this within me. Where is this coming from and what needs to be healed?
Exactly. And that's so the information perfection I've been getting.
And by the way, you know, I'm hearing what I think is probably your dog Butch in the background. Is that right?
Yes. Okay, I'm trying to get as far away from him as possible, but given that we're doing a show on freedom, he wanted to have the freedom to be on the bed next to me.
Okay. For those of you who are listening right now, Butch is their dog. What is he, 12 years old now?
Yes, he's a little over 12. He's a French bulldog. So, yes, snoring is one of his many personal traits.
Yes, he's a purring cat. Is that a purring cat? No, that's got to be Butch snoring in the background.
I know. Should I kick him out? I feel so bad if I do.
Oh, well, you know. You don't need to adjust your internet connection or your radio in your car if you're driving and listening to us right now. That's not static. That's Butch snoring.
Yes, and he loves you all very much.
Yeah, he's a great dog. He's one of these very short-legged, small creatures with a really big energy, you know, and he's grounded and he's, like, authoritative without being aggressive, mind you, but just, you know, big heart. And, you know, when I've stayed at your place, I remember the first couple of nights I was just getting used to hearing this snoring that was way down the hall. And I'm like, oh, I'm hearing Butch. And now it's kind of like, oh, you know, it's kind of like white noise. Oh, I'm going to sleep listening to Butch snore.
Yes, I've decided I'm going to have to audio record him because once he's gone, I'm going to have to play that in order to sleep at night.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, he is the epitome of freedom, really, if you think about it, because everyone just absolutely loves and adores him. And quite frankly, he's old and he's smelly and, you know, gases and, you know, sometimes throws up in places. So, you know, he doesn't pay any rent and I clean up after him constantly. But I love him to death, and he is just free to be himself. I would not change anything about him.
Yeah, he's a great animal, great soul. And, you know, we're starting to talk about freedom, and that's what our show's about. And for those of us who aren't in the United States right now, because this is an international show, and people may be listening from all over the world, on the 4th of July, which is coming up this week, we have in the United States something called Independence Day. It's when we declared our independence from, you know, as a colony of Britain and became our own entity back in 1776. And we celebrate every year, you know, shooting off fireworks and, you know, having picnics together and sort of celebrating our country and our country's freedom. So, you know, Sabrina suggested, hey, you know, let's talk about freedom on our show. And it just seems absolutely perfect.
Yes. Well, the time of year, absolutely. And that's the thing, at the heart of every person in our inner being, we have a true desire to be free, to truly be loved unconditionally and accepted for who we are. And boy, I can tell you, I don't think I'm quite experiencing the level of freedom I hope to. I'm on that journey with you and all the others on the planet right now.
Yeah. And you know, it when we talk about freedom, oftentimes, and of course in terms of the celebration of Independence Day here in the U.S., we're talking in terms of freedom from, you know, restrictive ruling, you know, ruling and restrictive laws and from slavery and things that are really in our external world. But really, the freedom that we want to talk about today is the freedom from within, the freedom that we either feel or don't feel within and how that affects our lives, how that affects our authenticity.
And it does affect our authenticity in every day because oftentimes we are allowing external circumstances to dictate how we spend our time, energy, and focus. And that's where we lose our freedom.
Right. And, you know, oftentimes when you say we lose our freedom, it's really a perception thing because oftentimes we create our own jail cells, if you will. We say, oh, I can't because, or, you know, we're feeling like frustrated because we are sort of stuck in our circumstances and we're never fully stuck. I mean, even somebody who is within jail has the freedom to choose his or her own thoughts. And so many of us in our lives, we feel all these restrictions. We think we don't have the freedom when in fact we have a great deal of freedom if we decide to make different choices, either with our thoughts and our feelings or with our external choices of you know, what we're going to be doing.
Yes, I agree. And that's the wonderful thing because we do have the freedom of choice.
Mm-hmm, we do. And we're going to be coming back and talking more about freedom. This is Christine Upchurch, and you are listening to Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. To get your free copy now, that's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
TalkRadio.com. Transformation TalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And right now, it's just with Sabrina. As Christine has disappeared in the ethers somewhere, like I did last week, so now I get the opportunity to do a monologue, and we'll see when we can get her back on. Now, our topic today is freedom, as we discussed. Independence Day in USA is going to be in 2 days, and the freedom that you can feel when you're actually creating your life consciously is so rewarding. And oftentimes we miss that opportunity because we're dealing with all the external factors in our life. What do our parents expect? What do we have to provide for our children? What do we have to provide for our family? What do we have to do for our employer? And we have all of these different opportunities in life where we can stand up and set boundaries, or we can create that jail cell, as Christine has mentioned earlier. And with that, we become a prisoner of our own thoughts and our own minds, our to-do list, and we lose.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
TalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to City Solve UrbanRace.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Hi, this is Christine Upchurch. We are back on Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. We've been having some technical difficulties, some strange electrical disturbances, internet getting kicked off here and there, both in the Seattle area and in Washington area, and we're waiting to get Sabrina back on the line. It's funny because, you know, when I got dropped off, I'm thinking, oh, well, Sabrina's going to have the opportunity that I had last week to be on without me. But here I am again. So Sabrina and I were just talking about freedom. And there is definitely this external freedom, you know, whether we have the freedom to drive a car or to say what it is we believe, which in the United States, we have the ability to say whatever it is we believe and not have any sort of retribution about that, which is wonderful. It's great to have these external freedoms. But the freedom that Sabrina and I were talking about before, alluding to, is the kind of freedom that we have within. Now, oftentimes we find ourselves feeling trapped. And, you know, my perspective is that when I am feeling reactive to something, and by reactive I mean getting emotional about, you know, a situation, when I'm feeling reactive, when I really trace it back to what it's about, it's often because of the fact that I'm feeling trapped. Like there's a relationship that I'm not happy in and I'm feeling trapped to stay there. Or there's a situation where I am not happy with what's going on, but I feel restricted. I feel like I can't really speak my truth. So oftentimes when we're feeling this kind of restriction, it's of our own internal making. It's our own created jail, if you will, where we have this philosophy of, okay, well, you know, there's just all these things I have to do. But it's really a matter of being having these restrictions created through our belief system that was created when, you know, when we're from the time we were born, you know, from our family, from our religious upbringing, from society. I don't know. I think that being raised a female in Western culture, I was trained to be a people pleaser. Now, as a people pleaser, you want to make everybody happy. So, you know, it's a matter of saying, well, I have to do this. I have to say yes to helping out here because I don't have the freedom to make somebody potentially unhappy. And one of the things I've recognized over the years is all that stuff, when it doesn't feel aligned with, you know, who I am, actually conflicts with my authentic self, I have the ability to say no and set boundaries. So do we have Sabrina on the line? Let's see. Nope, I thought I heard a voice there and it's still just me. So anyway, we really do have the freedom to say no and we really have the freedom to say yes. And I think oftentimes we feel restricted not by who we truly are and what we truly want, but rather the voices in our heads that have determined what's right for us to do, whether it's, you know, agreeing to...
Hear me. This is a voice in your head.
Oh, Sabrina's back on.
A voice in your head.
God speaking directly to me through my head. Hello, Sabrina.
Christine, hello. This has been a fun adventure today.
And I was laughing before I said, you know, last week this happened and I was on all by myself. And then when my internet dropped and the Skype connection got, you know, got cut, I'm thinking, oh, Sabrina's going to have the opportunity this week to do her own little monologue while I'm off.
Yeah,
but no.
I did that for a little while, but then they cut me right off. So apparently I'm not that good.
Oh, goodness.
But I did hear what you were talking about, and it's true that freedom that when we look at the external circumstances or situations or the people of our lives, we often give up our freedom. We feel confined and restricted and not able to fully express who we are.
Yeah, and that feeling of restriction is really an illusion, isn't it?
It is an illusion, and, you know, I had the pleasure of... hearing Joe Dispenza speak Friday evening at Mile High Church here in Denver. And
Dr. Joe.
And yes, he's everything you said he would be and more. And I'm reading his new book and I can't wait to have him on our show. I'm so looking forward to it.
He said yes. He said yes. And we'll be having him on probably next month.
Yeah. August seems so far away, but it's just next month. You know, he made the... During his presentation, he made the statement, on the other side of pain is freedom.
I love that.
It really resonated with me as well, because so often our pain is self-imposed.
Right.
You know, we put the shackles on and we put the restrictions on and we live in that victim vibration that, as you were discussing, society or different belief systems that are put into place as we're being brought up in this world that don't even belong to us.
Right. And, you know, I think about so much of the pain that I've experienced in my life, whether it's letting go of relationships or letting go of careers or you know, facing aspects of myself that I haven't been comfortable with, really that... You know, the pain isn't about facing the truth. The pain is about facing the illusions we've bought into. You know, it's so, you know, that statement that Dr. Joe said really resonates with me, because it's kind of like that pain that we're experiencing is just the releasing of our illusions. And on the other side of that is relief. It's truth. It's our joy. It's our authenticity.
Yes, and that's where our power resides, and that's who we are, and that's what we're meant to share in this world.
Yeah, that's great. So you got to meet Dr. Joe in person, right?
Yes, and oh my goodness, he is, you know, for somebody who studies the brain, he's such a heart-centered man, I'll tell you what. He is amazingly authentic, and it's so refreshing to see a teacher on the planet like that today.
Yeah, and he gives great hugs.
He does, and good, you know, he did the nice little double kiss on the cheeks, and I didn't mess it up. I always get really nervous in that situation. I'm not very comfortable with it.
Why is that? Why aren't you comfortable with it?
Because I always feel like I'm going to hit their nose or something weird, you know?
Oh, gosh.
Off their head.
You know,
but
isn't it...
Is it time for us to go on a break?
Let's see, I'm not getting any messages. Are you getting messages
okay,
about
I am getting those messages. So, yeah, so I tell you what, the universe makes us a wonderful, cohesive one unit when we can do this together. So it is time for a break. So thank you for listening, and we'll be right back on Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina.
Are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com. Or call 888-287-2011.
Hi, I'm Christine Upchurch, and you are listening to Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. We have been having some interesting moments here with technological difficulties. But we're all here, I think. We've got our engineer, Brian. We love you, Brian. And
thank you.
And we have Sabrina here too, I hope.
I am here, I think. Am I here? Can you hear me? Am I your voice in your head?
Oh, God, help me. The voice in my head is going to start saying, get tattoos and ride motorcycles. And I don't know that I'm going to be able to handle that.
Well, you don't have to have those things to be my friend, you know? That's the beautiful thing about diversity. We all get to choose, and then we have new thoughts to expand upon. You know, we can't all be the same.
Yeah, you're right. And it is wonderful to be able to choose our thoughts. And that sounds really mundane and really, like, easy, but it's not always so easy, is it, Sabrina?
No, it's not. I think most of the time some of my thoughts are somebody else's voice in my head that you spoke about, or my own inner critic, which is, you know, I'm thinking about doing a stand-up routine just based on the inner critic alone.
Uh-huh.
And if those thoughts and those voices actually came to life and were vocalized or verbalized in the planet, what it would sound like.
Right.
That's very nice.
You know, I love it in our workshop, Sabrina, when we have people sort of journaling about what their inner critic sounds like, the negative inner voices that we hear that really aren't our own. I mean, we've turned them into our own, but that's really not like that part of us that's connected to our higher self or to source or to the true self. And then, we have people write these things down, and then we have them say the worst one to the person next to them. And it's like this absurd thing, like, how could I ever say this to somebody else, you know? But we're fine saying it to ourselves. It's really interesting.
It's interesting to watch people get absolutely horrified when they find out they have to tell that to the person sitting next to them. They don't want to. Just even the thought of it makes them almost physically ill. And yet, that's what we hear repeated over and over again. Like Dr. Joe would say, it's a neural pathway. It's a habit of behavior. It's our personality. But when we become consciously aware of our thoughts and also make the conscious decision to want to change, it can be done rather easily. I don't think that we're going to see that it's challenging or difficult or that it's something that you have to struggle to obtain.
Right, right. And I really think that the struggle is about, how do I put this? Letting go of our attachment. You know, we have this attachment to the inner critic or to the inner voices or to the jail cell that we've created around ourselves because that's what has become familiar.
Yes, and so we keep regurgitating it. We're the hamster on the wheel, just it's the same scenery, a different day.
Right. Although, if I'm going around the wheel as much as I seem to be, I don't know how I've managed to gain some weight. But that's a whole other ballgame. That's a whole other story.
Well, you had your gallbladder removed. That might have helped a little bit.
Considering
you were wasting away to nothing, you know. So.
Yeah, but it's funny because, I'm trying to get myself inspired to get more exercise. And walking around in nature, I really enjoy that. And getting on the treadmill every morning, I know that you're inspired to do that these days, Sabrina, and I just haven't been able to find the joy in that quite yet. I'm still working on that one.
Of course, I don't, walk on my treadmill until after I've sat and meditated in nature for a while.
But
you know what it's like to walk Butchie in the woods these days. He's not very agile, and I end up carrying him, which makes it a little bit more challenging to walk in nature. I feel guilty for leaving him behind.
Right. You need a dog stroll.
Who does that thought belong to? Feel guilty for leaving him behind. Ooh.
Yeah. And so many of our thoughts really come from somewhere else. And so how is it, Sabrina, you can tell when a thought is truly from your inner self and when it comes from somebody else?
Well, interestingly enough, right when I said that, and that was just in the flow of my conversation, but when I said, feel guilty for leaving him behind, my solar plexus started to cave in. It felt like it was constricted. And I noticed that right away. Now, that's not something I've ever, tuning into my body took some practice. The only time I ever was aware of my body is if I was in some sort of physical pain.
Right.
So just in these last few years that I started dealing with the energetic support system that we're all swimming in and really tuning into my body, and I felt that right away. So I was like, ooh, that's false. That's not truth. And that doesn't belong to me. And my inner being doesn't criticize me if I go for a walk in nature and I leave Butch behind because it's more convenient. You know,
right.
He's happier laying here snoring away, as we all know.
Right.
But I could feel that immediately, and I knew that was not mine. It was false. So I've been told that if you hear information from your inner being, from your inner critic, if your body, if it makes you feel lighter, it's truth. If it makes you feel heavier, it's false.
Mm-hmm. And lighter and heavier can mean different things to different people. For instance, you're talking about the tightness in your solar plexus, but some people feel it in their like upper shoulders and neck area, the stiffness, or maybe constriction in the throat, or just like an overall tension throughout the body. And then the ease.
Anything that feeds back that information to you that restricts in some way in your physical body, that means it's not true.
Right.
It's false.
Right. Or you're taking action or speaking against your truth. Yeah. And then the ease, I mean, some people know that means maybe a lightness in the chest, you know, breathing more deeply. I tend to get a lot of activity around my crown, the top of my head. Mm-hmm. And for those who know about the chakras, that's the crown chakra area. And, you know, I get this creepy crawly sensation on the top of my head, which sounds kind of weird and freaky, but it's really, and it's the energy flowing, and I know, okay, I'm aligned, and what I'm speaking right now, what I'm doing, or what I'm hearing is truth.
Right, and many people get, like, goosebumps, and I get the crown, but I also have noticed lately, and as you are the one who pointed out what it was, I always just thought that it was a nice little back rub from the universe. It was the back of my heart chakra opening when I get those little creepy crawlies circulating in that area. And it just feels like little fingertips pitter-pattering around, you know. It's like, hey, you're not alone, and this is good information right here.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're not alone, are we?
No, we're not. Thank goodness. Although I felt alone for several years.
Oh, I think that
the world.
Yeah, I think many people feel that way. You know, I've had people say to me, and I know I've felt this way many times, have you ever felt really alone? You know, like I've got all these people around me. I've got a social life. I've got an active connections in my work life, and I've got family, and yet I'm feeling so alone.
I know, and that's the hardest thing, I think, is when we are surrounded by so many people, and yet we feel completely and utterly misunderstood and invisible,
right.
Not seen, you know, not seen and heard. And that's a prison in and of itself. There's no freedom in that.
Right. And I think that we all truly want to be seen and heard. I mean, we're here for a reason, and it's not just to, you know, have children and have, you know, picnics and to do these things. And for some, it might be, you know, careers in certain ways, but really, we in the moment, I think each of us has a deep desire to be truly seen and heard.
Yes, and when we're not, we throw a temper tantrum, don't we?
We
it's
do.
Like that toddler who is feeling suppressed and unable to get what they want, to know that they're going to feel happier in the having of it, and without that, they're going to just throw a fit.
Right. And, you know, the funny part about it is, you know, I think we do have this desire to be seen and heard, but really, ultimately, we need to see and hear ourselves. You know, it's fine to get other people to see and hear us, but really, until we start to recognize who we truly are, then we're not going to be able to feel that fulfillment of expressing ourselves fully in this human form.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we're about to take a quick break, and when we come back, we are going to be doing our regular segment, Authenticity Rising into Action, where you get to play along. This is Christine Upchurch with Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Gratitude, asks the heart. Tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which strikes at your door and waits until you open it with grace. I am that which only wants to partner with you at any moment. I am that which wishes your expansion more than anything. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day? Stimulate the energy of the essence of gratitude in your life while bathing in this wonderful and powerful vibration with our diamond combo and transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
And we're back on Authenticity Rising. And it looks like for now the technical gods are with us. So yay.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I can hear you. You can hear me. And hopefully everybody else who's listening and trying to hear us can hear us.
I'm hopeful. I am very hopeful. But you know what? It is the 4th of July weekend, so we know a lot of people take some time off to play, which I'm a big advocate of that. So I hope you are finding time to play in your day. And yes, we were discussing during the break our authenticity rising into action, our dare of the week. And we are deciding that one of the things that helps people move forward most in their life to experience the joy and that place of connectedness where things flow easier is when they allow something within that they've been suppressing, maybe hiding, disguising, to come through full expression.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that so many of us stay within our jails of perceiving ourselves in a limited kind of way when we really want to break out of that limitation. And there's an inner urging within us saying, you're meant to be more, you're meant to feel more, you're meant to experience more. And it might be something as simple as, you know, somebody deciding that they really have been drawn to learn to water paint. And I mean, we learn watercolor painting. And so they allow themselves permission for that. They actually hear it in their heads. They're actually honoring that inner urging and, you know, taking some action based on it. But for others, it might be something a little bit more complex, like, oh, I'm just really not happy in this family situation right now. There's something out of balance. And allowing oneself to actually hear that truthful voice within.
Yes, and be willing to express it. I know, and, you know, it's not always easy when we're dealing with the relationships of others. And, again, talk about recreating patterns just from our observation without making a conscious choice to change. Relationships and situations can be very challenging because it's always the same business as usual. So we're asking you or daring you to break free from the day-to-day normalcy of your life, the routine, and do something new that you're ready to express and to speak or experience or play around with. But I think you're going to find that it's very freeing in the process.
Yeah. And part of the freedom associated with it is just allowing ourselves to be true to ourselves, you know, to actually hear that voice, experience it as a knowingness, whatever it comes through, and being accepting of ourselves, because we can't have freedom without accepting who we truly are.
That's so true, because when we're in a state of judgment, that is a prison in and of itself. That is so restricting and confining. And when we judge ourselves or others, we're limiting the possibilities. And just know, I mean, everything is possible. I know with hearing Dr. Joe on Friday night, I love the fact that he brings the science into, like, the teachings of Abraham Hicks, where you're constantly creating reality and you want to focus on your intention, but also get to the feeling place of it. So in order to do this dare a little bit easier, feel how it's going to be to accomplish that. And, you know, when I did the comedy workshop recently, Christina, who we had on the show a couple of weeks ago, she had us visualize how it was going to feel at the end of the show, what it was going to feel like when we walked off the stage and get right to that feeling state. And so we manifested that because we had the intention and the feeling behind it. And
yeah,
you can do that with whatever you're putting into your, you know, limiting yourself and not being able to fully express for whatever reasons, fear of being powerful or fear of being rejected.
Yes.
It's really a fear that's holding us back, though.
And fear really is our prison, isn't it? That's ultimately, when you get right down to it, it's the fear that keeps us within the jail cells that we've created.
Yes, it is. And, you know, that's, I'm going to go back to this again. Dr. Joe lost a very good friend that day on Friday. This is a gentleman that he's known for a very long time who apparently was tortured by the Chinese government for 45 years. He was imprisoned by them. And Joe had asked him, was there ever a time that you were in pain, that you felt fear? And he said, there was one time, yes, and I forgot compassion for the Chinese. Now,
wow,
somebody in that situation can transcend the prison that they're put in and the harsh living circumstances. Then I think us living in our nice little homes with our cars and our jobs and the things that bring us joy can find, we can have the power to break free of those limitations and the prison that we've put ourselves into.
Right. Right. Wow, that's profound when you think about the other more restrictive limitations that people have to live within. You know, we need to be grateful for where we're at, and I know that you're not crazy about the word gratitude, right? You prefer appreciation because of the Abraham teachings, right, Sabrina?
Well, I do, and it's interesting because gratitude, basically you're giving gratitude for what you've already experienced or what you already have in your life. So it's almost like a past tense type thing. Now, what Joe was saying, you know, we need to have gratitude for future events. So he didn't go to the thing. But I do find appreciation a higher vibration. But when you get into the state of gratitude for something that's already been completed or in your mind only, you will it will manifest. It will line up to you in the linear time frame that we're in.
Right.
And I find that a fascinating aspect that we can start to play with even more.
And, you know, all these different teachings, including the Abraham teachings, talk about how we are vibrational beings and everything that is here in form, all the life circumstances around us start out coming through vibrationally. It's a vibration first and then it manifests into reality, which I know is sort of bizarre for some people, but really everything begins with a thought, a feeling, some sort of conception, if you will, before it is born into reality.
Yes, everything in our physical reality, quantum physics is now confirming this, and through the metaphysical teachings and spirituality, it's a thought form first before it manifests into the physical. So there's an infinite sea of possibilities in which we can start creating that reality consciously and extracting it from the field, so to speak. It's fascinating.
Right.
Science is documenting and proving, and thank goodness for Einstein and him breaking free from the Newtonian mindset and really liberating us in a whole new way.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not just the thoughts, it's also the feelings, the emotions, because the emotions are really determining the vibration. You know, if we have fear associated with something that we think we want, then we're actually attracting the opposite, or we're constricting the expansion of receiving that. So the emotions need to be aligned with that thought for it to manifest into our physical reality.
Yes.
So we want to remind everybody how to get in touch with us if you want to learn more about our workshops. We've got an Authenticity Rising page on Facebook, and you can also find us through AuthenticityRising.com. And Sabrina, you've got an event coming up as well?
I do. Actually, August 11th and 12th. It's a two-day event at Sunrise Ranch in Loveland, Colorado, north of Denver, and it's entitled Living in Alignment. And I'm going to take all the different processes and tools I've picked up along my journey here in these last few years that have helped me to create and manifest the life that I prefer to live than the one I was living previously. So I'm going to
it'll be great.
The same. I'm expecting
a
wonderful time connecting with nature and wonderful beings.
Terrific. Well, that's it for today. Please join us here every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific time. Visit our website, AuthenticityRising.com. Have a great week. We will see you next week, same time, same place.
You've been listening to Authenticity Rising. Join Christine and Sabrina each Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern time, 2 p.m. Pacific time on Transformation Talk Radio. Authenticity Rising provides you with simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Tune in each week as Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz inspire you to rise to the occasion of your life. For more information about Authenticity Rising, visit www.authenticityrising.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life. Transform your life.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening, and keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.